News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness has countered reports that all constituencies did not receive equal attention under a recent island-wide flood mitigation program carried out by the National Works Agency, NWA. Mr. Holness says based on reports from the NWA, he is confident that the exercise can stand up to public scrutiny.
To date, $219 million have been certified for debushing and drain cleaning works across all 14 parishes, which would include all constituencies.
The Prime Minister was speaking in Parliament Tuesday. He says the NWA will be moving into a second phase of the mitigation program, which will see an increase in drain cleaning. The Prime Minister says approximately 216 drains and culverts, known for their high susceptibility to flooding, have been targeted for priority cleaning. He adds that some $200 million in additional funding for the program is to be provided by the Road Maintenance and Tourism Enhancement Funds. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Andrew Holness, along with several members of the private sector and civil society groups, earlier this week signed the Partnership for a Prosperous Jamaica, PPJ. The Partnership for a Prosperous Jamaica will see the government working with the other signatories to build general consensus around areas of national priority and share resources in taking necessary actions. Among the areas of focus are fiscal discipline, rule of law, and the reduction of violence.
I see it as a sign of our maturing democracy. So I'm pleased to be sitting with the partners. So the partnership is not just signing a piece of paper. For me, it is a very important mechanism to manage change, resolve conflict. So when we sit together as a partnership, a relationship established on trust and common objectives, I believe we can work out all the details.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness. The Prime Minister has pledged to work honestly and sincerely with the members of the partnership to achieve the shared vision of making Jamaica a prosperous nation. Stakeholder partners include representatives from civil society, the private sector, trade unions, and the state, government, and opposition. Royal Caribbean's Pullman Tour brand is considering Kingston as one of the ports of call on its itinerary for the next 3 years. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett announced the possibility as he welcomed the arrival of the cruise ship Monarch to Kingston on Tuesday, December 6. Monarch is operated by Pullman Tour.
We are very happy that Kingston is being considered as an itinerary and part of a program for you over the next 3 years. That's exciting for us because we have always felt that destination Kingston has a particular allurement, a particular charm, and a value of its own that is impatient of recognition.
The cruise ship carried some 2,700 passengers, and during the port call, more than 400 of the visitors were taken to Duns River Falls in Ocheria St. Anne, and more than 1,000 shuttled to locations in Kingston and St. Andrew, such as Port Royal, Devon House, the Bob Marley Museum, National Gallery of Jamaica, Emancipation Park, and the Craft Market. And the Board of Directors of the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, has appointed Audley Gordon Executive Director of the agency, effective December 5. The post became vacant in 2015 following the resignation of Jennifer Edwards. Mr. Gordon previously served the authority as Chief Technical Officer. NSWMA Board Chairman Dennis Chung says the directors were unanimous in appointing Mr. Gordon to oversee the day-to-day management of the authority. Mr. Gordon's appointment is considered to be the first step in strengthening the management capacity of the NSWMA. Those were the top stories making news this week. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
I'm a woman. Why me can't be a plumber?
Me a man. Why me not for be a nurse?
The National Policy for Gender Equality supports the need for a society in which women and men have equal access to socially valued goods and are able to contribute to national development.
Reducing gender inequality and understanding the difference between men and women will better help Jamaica to achieve our development goals. Let's work together for a better Jamaica.
Let us unite for gender equality.
A message from the Bureau of Gender Affairs within the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport.